Wisdom 1 from the Dean of Hearts, presented by Astral's Closet. Hello, this is the Dean of Hearts, and these are some thoughts about wisdom. The deep wisdom of your mind, the parts that operate, sometimes before and sometimes beyond the levels you normally recognize consciously, and the ego, that part of you, you recognize as you, busily organizes all the myriad of pieces of information coming in into workable defense strategies, life strategies whose building began when you were so young as to have no memory of times before. This, of course, is designed as a hypnotic or meditative way into mind areas rarely accessed, areas of the psyche stored, perhaps, only in body consciousness. The memories of your very cells and body organs, and perhaps racial and cultural memories that survive from earlier evolutionary times. There is wisdom there, you know. Now, a way to go deeper into memories past and to come into contact with higher awareness is to close the eyes. What could be simpler? Now, you can notice the heaviness in your eyelids as you soften them, or just close them when it feels good to do so. Can eyelids be like picture screens on which mind movies play? Or maybe just block out distractions for now. You are safe here at this level. No memories are allowed to hurt just now. As you watch them move past, but don't hold on to any. Let go. Relax. Take a breath into your belly. Slow and full. Another. Breathing this way, slow and full into the belly. Letting your belly expand as you take in oxygen is a good way to relax and let go of the day's tension. Whenever you catch yourself tense or uptight, just take a few conscious belly breaths. You'll be surprised how much more in control you feel. Just relax. Scan your body and relax any areas that are tight or tense. Relax your feet, your toes. What about your hips? The pivotal area of your body-mind. Sometimes hips lock major life directions into place, unconsciously making demands you didn't know were being made. Loosen your hips. Adjust your position in your seat. If you wish, relax. Get free. Relax your shoulders. Let them droop. It's okay for now. You can take all your responsibilities and burdens back later if you wish. For now, just let go. Relax. How do your hands feel? Your grasp on the world, you know. Relax your hands. Let the tension slide away. And then loosen your jaw. Relax your teeth. Determination, you know, is not needed at this moment. How does it feel to relax your jaw? Move it around loosely. Separate the teeth slightly, just a little. Now, take a relaxed breath, and then another, in and out. Greet the fresh, new air with joy. Let the old air go with gratitude. Like a good friend leaving after a pleasant visit. Relax your eyelids, your eyebrows. Relax your ears. Now, you hear my voice, and relaxation will continue as you continue to listen. This is a wise thing, of course, because simple relaxation is so healthy for both a mind and a body. There are powers that you have, as you know well, on some deep level, or you may have only imagined until now, that can change the very way you see and hear and feel your world. Most everyone can enjoy mental qualities like memories, instructing what to do, and you know the quality of stillness, listening for the answers to prayers. When stillness may well be itself an answer. A place where answers come, like feelings, perhaps, or perhaps words like messages flashing into awareness, or maybe pictures of what to do. Let me ask, how do you receive answers? So, with your eyes closed, your body resting? Could you open your mind for a moment? As I imagine how you would feel in a state of perfect peace, or just at home in your body. Drifting can be a cloud floating softly, puffy in the air. What does a cloud have to tell you? You know, peace down to your toes. Breathe. Don't forget. Let your belly feel you breathing. Even Jell-O wiggles when it's still. How happy can that be? Now, what is wisdom? You know, seeing things clearly. You know the feeling. Being effective, wise, considering the whole, not just the parts. Is wisdom just a mental thing? Is it wise to be kind? To act from a feeling of peace? To be able to witness the world and not have to react emotionally, like right now? You are changing all the time. Every breath brings something new. You are seeing things differently now, and you'll be able to learn even more tomorrow. All the meanings will become clear in the quiet spaces where wisdom grows. Someone said that if silence has in it even a trace of anger, it loses power. True quiet has the quality of serenity, acceptance, peace. What message does your silence communicate? A stillness just of tongue or spirit? I know, it's wonderful to think of more here, abilities like these. To just know, you know, tuning in with your psychic senses. The parts that knows even when you think you don't. Like tuning your radio's dial, tuning in. minds can fill with thoughts, you know, like from across the room. And you're thinking, unconsciously, how nice this feeling is. Thoughts can flow like ripples in the air. And you realize what you're learning will go with you when you leave. And that even tomorrow, knowing other people will be much easier. You read, you know, their body language and what they've never said easier than ever. Now, thoughts are expressed by the form they take, and they don't even know, you know. Now, stillness lets wisdom in. Recognition pays attention. Peace happens easily and comes and goes with you when you awaken. Abe Lincoln once said, "We can be about as happy as we make up our minds to be." So, awakening, like from a pleasant dream, gently, easily, now, in your own time. Now, waking up at the count of three. Now, one, remembering what you need only. Two, eyes fluttering, opening, waking up. Three, eyes open, wide awake. A stretch would feel real good now.